And here in California, this wildfire season is shattering records. The state reported on Sunday that wildfires have burned more than 4 million acres so far this season. That's 26 times more than this time last year. For the latest, let's bring in Sarah Hosseini, reporter with KQED in San Francisco. And Sarah, you were out near the Glass Fire over the weekend, and that fire is still burning in Napa and Sonoma. What's the latest there?
Well, there's more than 65,000 acres and 800 structures that have burned so far. It's about 30% contained. But the weather is starting to cooperate. Over the weekend, we had calmer winds, cooler temperatures, and some clearer skies. I talked to firefighters who told me they were able to look out their window and see the mountains for the first time in a week. And that allowed aircraft to fly over the steep terrain and make some big gains. So I would say officials are cautiously optimistic that they'll be able to keep the fire from spreading over their lines into communities.
Mm. You spoke with the family, the Hinsons, when you were there, who they've had to evacuate 3 out of the last 4 years. This year, they tragically lost their home. Let's listen.
Well, right now we're registered with FEMA and all them, and apparently they're supposed to give us temporary housing, or they'll put trailers on our property until we rebuild and stuff. So,
So in the Hinson's case, they're focused on rebuilding, but they don't have home insurance. So does that mean that they're waiting primarily on FEMA?
Yeah, they'll really be relying on FEMA and groups like the Red Cross, but they can't get any assistance until the Trump administration declares the latest couple of blazes, including the Glass Fire, a major disaster. And that's something Governor Gavin Newsom asked it to do last week.
The Glass Fire is just one of 23 active fires burning in the state. Some of them have actually been burning since August, and it's now October. What can you tell us about the status of some of those other fires?
The thing that's remarkable is that the Glass Fire is actually one of the smaller fires. It's dangerous and destructive, but many, many fires are much larger than this one. The number one fire is the August Complex Fire. It started mid-August with a bunch of different lightning strikes that have subsequently, created fires that burn together about 150 miles north of San Francisco. As of this morning, it's burned 1 million acres, and it's sort of hard to get your head around that number, but that's bigger than the state of Rhode Island. There's several other large fires burning up here in the north part of the state. One of the most destructive is the North Complex, burning in the mountains east of Paradise. And you'll remember that name. That's the town where 85 people died in the campfire 2 years ago. And it's burned over 300,000 acres and still going. In the southern half of the state, we have others, including the Bobcat fires near L.A., which not quite as big, but troublesome because of where it is.
Yeah. 2018 was the worst year on record in terms of acres destroyed. 2020 has already doubled that, as you kind of laid out for us. What are climate scientists saying about this year? Are we at a tipping point?
I think everybody now sees that these wildland fires are behaving in a fundamentally different way. They're burning faster, and their capacity to move really long distances quickly seems different. So people who have been fighting fires a really long time, and scientists will tell you that, climate change is driving this extreme weather and intense fires. And, I think there's, in terms of a tipping point, I think there's more of a conversation, maybe even consensus now, that how we deal with management and preemptive measures, including like prescribed burns, something that native Californian people used to do, might be the way to go. And the state and federal government actually have started talking about that.
Sarah Hosseini is reporter for KQED in San Francisco. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.